सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। No Tamil class today, Jyoti?
They don't need me. I'm a backup.
Oh, okay. Let us chant shloka number 3 again today. Praudhoham yauvanastho vishaya vishadharaihi पञ्चभिर्मर्मसन्धौ दष्टो नष्टो विवेकः सुतधनयुवती स्वादसौख्ये निषण्णः। शैवी चिन्ताविहीनं मम हृदयमहो मानगर्वाधिरूढं क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराधः शिव 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 भो श्रीमहादेव शम्भो। So Adi Shankaracharya ji is presenting to us the stage of our life in which, starting from being in mother's womb to the infancy to the youth, we have not remembered Bhagwan. It was in our mother's womb that we were forced to stay there. So we didn't have any other ability or functionality to even think about Bhagavan. So there I was helpless. Even in infancy, when I was a child, I was still helpless because again I didn't have anything else to think. My senses were not developed, my speaking ability were not developed. I was afflicted by so many things, but still I was not capable of thinking of you. And then when it comes to the stage of youth, that young age, that's when I should have remembered. I had the capability, I had the ability, I had everything going right for me. So all the stars were aligned. Still, I did not align with them. So I spent my time, running after the sense objects. I was stung by the snake of these sense objects. Vishaya vishadharaihi marma bhir pancha bhir marma sandhav. I was stung by the, in my heart, in the emotions. My emotional personality is where I was stung, and therefore it destroyed my viveka. I was left without a discriminative power. And because I did not have viveka, and it became easier for me to be established in suta dhana yuvati, to be established in kamini kanchana kirti, the name, the fame, the wealth, and then the opposite gender, sukha. So that joy was so strong that I just remained established in it. And I didn't have any other time. But I should have remembered Bhagwan. Mama hridayam shaivi chinta vihinam. Vihinam means devoid of or not associated with. Chinta, thoughts of shaivi. Shaivi, that which belongs to Shiva. So, that which is held or upheld by Shiva is shaivi. So, thoughts about Shiva, I did not have. I was devoid of those thoughts. My mind was just wandering about on other things. So, that is shaivi chinta vihinam. Aho. Aho. Oh, what a grave pity. What a pitiable condition this is. That my mind was not able to focus on Lord Shiva. And if you think about it, we treat puja, japa, festivities more as an expense than as an asset. If things come up in such a way, the first thing that we get rid of is those things that are heavily burdened on us. Like if we are strapped for timing, what will we cut? We'll cut the time to do puja. The day we wake up late to go to work, I have full schedule figured out that I have to wake up by 7 o'clock, get ready by 7:30, do puja till 8, and then have a little bit of breakfast and things and be out the door by 8:30. But that day that I wake up 7:30, half an hour late, I will not think about cutting my shower short. I will not think about cutting my breakfast time short. But that time I spent to sit in front of Bhagavan and do puja, that will be easily expensed. Because that is how we have considered this worship, this devotion. That if it happens, it's good. If it doesn't happen, I don't have to shoot myself for it. But without breakfast, I cannot live. And I'll give so many justifications for that. That how will I survive? If I don't have food, I will not be able to survive through the work. The better portion of the day will be just gone thinking about that food. Better yet, there are some Indians who has to have chai in the morning. Without the chai, I cannot function. So that is the idea, that we consider it as an expense. When truly it is an asset. Because that peace of mind, that reflection of Bhagwan can carry us through our day with much ease. But we would rather choose to be satisfied or be happy with this easy gratification to our senses than to that which is fully giving us joy. So my mind naturally becomes devoid of devotion for Bhagwan. And why wouldn't it? It would, because it has climbed on the mountain of Mana Garva. Mana Garvadhirudham. Arudham or Adhirudham means to climb on top. And climbed on top of garva. Garva means pride. Normally we have pride when we have a doership in something. When I consider that I am doer of something, I will naturally have a pride that I did this. I accomplished this. The system that I placed in my business, it was not there before me. I made sure that this happened. And I was the one who brought profit to the business. I was the one who built this house from ground up. I was the one who bought that car. I am the one who is the owner of this and that. So whenever I have a sense of doership and individuality, it will be very natural to have a sense of pride. Why wouldn't we? Because I have to give that importance to that ego. So that is garva. And mana is overestimation of what we have accomplished. Overestimation in our own mind, not somebody else's mind. It is in our overestimation that we have considered it to be this way. When we say mana, the word mana comes from the root mith. Mith means to measure. So it is to measure. And what we are measuring here? We are measuring our self in association with the world. I look at myself and then I compare myself to my friends. I have this big of a house and my friends are still in that apartment. So that must mean I have done something. So there I have mana. I have overestimated my importance. I have overestimated my individual identity. And that is called mana. So one who has climbed onto this, where will that person have time to think about Lord Shiva? Where will that person have time to devote for Lord Shiva? So one wouldn't. And that is how our life has been going. And it is natural to climb on this because sutadhana yuvati swadasaukhe nishanna. If I'm established in kamini kanchana kirti, it emphasizes my individuality. It puts more importance on me being an individual. So obviously, my mana and garva will increase. But if I was established in truth, if I was established in the knowledge that I am this true self, if I was established in this thought that I am a child of Bhagwan, then as a child, I would not do things to hurt my parents. So there then the thought doesn't come in this way that what will happen if I just let it go and I will do it tomorrow. That thought will not come. This is my devotion and therefore I'm doing it. How often do we sit in front of Bhagwan with this devotional thought that Bhagwan, I see myself as your child and therefore I'm just sitting in front of you with this thought of worship. We see, even when we see and sit, we see that this is an obligation that I must do to purify my mind. Again, then that thought is of my individuality, my purification, my importance. Again, that emphasis is more on individuality. If we switch that thought to, I am doing this as my devotion to you, and there is no other things that I want, then that is the devotion to have. So shaivi chinta vihinam. The thought of Shiva is not there. The thought of me is there. So even if when we do puja, thought of me is more present than thought of Shiva. So when we do puja, thought of Shiva should be there more. Kshantavyo me aparadha, Shiva 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 po Shri Mahadeva Shambho. So Lord Shiva, please forgive me my sins. And therefore, the sin that I have committed here is, I had so much of potential, But I let that potential go waste because I was entangled by the senses. I was entangled by the sense objects that drove me to a different path, different direction. So I ask for forgiveness. Shankaracharya ji, when he asks for forgiveness, he is not asking with this thought of he wants forgiveness. He's asking from the perspective of all of us, that even though we are stuck in this cycle, remembering this that I am stuck and then thinking of Bhagwan can also become a devotion. That I don't have to just stay stuck and feel sorrowful, feel miserable. Remembering that I am miserable in this state, but I, by asking forgiveness, by wanting this feeling of remembering you, that is also me reducing my sin, reducing my attachment to the world. So the last portion of this verse that continuously repeats is for us to understand that, fine, I'm stuck in this. I can find a way to come out, but at this point, even if I don't have a way to come out, at least let me ask for forgiveness. And by asking for forgiveness, I'm remembering Bhagwan. Then the fourth stage that is brought out, and that is the stage of old age. Now, when people are going through this form of devotion or going through the spiritual path, many people are guided that you're too young to do this. You should do this as your retirement thing. Have something left for your retirement. What will you do? So they gave this advice. And we are also hopeful that in retirement we will be able to do this. So this is where Adi Shankaracharya ji turns it around and says, this will be your future if it isn't already your present. So the future will be something like this. Let us chant. Vardhakye chendriyanam vigata gatihi. Sorry, vigata gatihi. Sorry, no, that's fine. Oh. Vigata gati matihi chadhi daivadita pai. Papai rogair viyogaihi twanavasita vapuhu praudhihi nam chadinam mithya moha bhilashaihi bhramati mama mano Dhurjatir dhyana shunyam kshantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho shri mahadeva shambho. Together. Vardhakye chendriyanam vigata gati matish chadhi daivadita pai apai rogair viyogais tvanavasita vapuhu praudhihi nam chadinam mithya moha bhilashair bhramati mama mano dhurjatir dhyana shunyam क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराध शिव 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 भो श्री महादेव शंभो। वार्धक्ये, वृद्ध, फ्रॉम दैट वर्ड कम्स वार्धक्य। वृद्ध मीन्स ओल्ड एज। सो इन ओल्ड एज व्हाट हैपेंस, इंद्रियाणां विगत गति ही, गति मीन्स द स्पीड और द मोमेंटम, गत मीन्स टू गो अवे, गत मीन्स टू गो अवे, विगत मीन्स टू गो अवे कंप्लीटली। सो इंद्रियाणां विगत गति ही, दैट मोमेंटम और दैट स्पीड और दैट विगर, दैट vitality of the senses have been gone, have been destroyed. So it is no longer capable of doing those things that the senses were able to do. With my hearing, what I could hear, now I cannot hear. I have to use a hearing aid. With my eyes, I'm not able to see properly. Things are blurring out, cataract, yeah. Or my teeth are falling apart, right? I can barely now chew, so now the only thing that I have to dentures use. So my condition has become such that all my capabilities with which what I could do, I no longer can do. There were two ladies, they were driving, both in the same car, older ladies. And one of them was driving and the other in the passenger seat was just enjoying the ride. And they passed through one signal light. And when they passed through the signal light, the passenger lady saw that this driver lady just blew a red light. So first she was not sure, so she thought her eyes were playing trick, because you know it is the old age and she may not have seen it. So she thought it was red light, but then her friend, you know, was a driver for a long time, so I'm sure she must have seen. So she thought maybe, you know, fine, I don't think it was red light. Then the next signal light came, again this lady blew the red light. And this passenger lady thought, I think this time she broke the red light. Should I tell? Maybe it was a mistake. I will just ask her later. Third time also, again she blew the red light. And then this passenger lady got worried. And she said, what are you doing? Did you know you just passed through three red lights? You could have killed us. So then this lady says, who's driving, oh, am I driving? This is one of the jokes that Guruji always says. Am I driving? That she doesn't even realize that she was driving. So this is how the senses become so weak that a person has no control over their senses. We want to hear, but yet we cannot hear. Because we are forced now, that vitality has lost. It wasn't our choice with which we lost it. It has been taken away from us. So that energy has gone. Matischa. Matihi means our thinking, our buddhi. So that memory power also has been gone. Vigata gati matihi. So the thought power or the remembering power or the intellectual power, all of that also has gone away. I can hardly remember certain things that are happening. One funny incident happened at our house. Our grandma, she's now 90. So she you know, a doctor comes and asks her, and you know, asks her what time it is right now, what year it is, and all these memory tests they do. So she's able to remember because she looks at the calendar every day. But then she was asked, which town do you live in? So before coming to Chicago, she used to live in Connecticut, and there was a town called Naugatuck. So she tells, I live in Naugatuck. Because nobody tells her and she doesn't know, so she tells. So then my cousin, who also used to live in, because she used to live with my cousin and my aunt, that same place. So that cousin is now here in Chicago. So then we reminded her, where does your nephew, or not nephew, yeah, your grandson, where does he live? So she said, he lives in Chicago. So she remembers that he lives in Chicago, but she doesn't know that she lives also in Chicago. So the memory power goes away. There's one really nice joke where two ladies, they're best of friends, older ladies, and they've been friends for a while. So one day this lady calls and says, hey, do you want to come and play cards? So this lady says, yeah, fine, let's do it. We'll enjoy, have fun. So both of them, they gathered and they started playing cards. After a little while, one of the lady said, you know, we have been best of friends for a long time. And it's kind of shameful that I have to ask you this, but I don't know any other way to ask you. So can you tell me, what is your name? So this other lady, she keeps staring at her for a few minutes. Just staring at her. And then she says, how soon do you want to know? I mean, you have not remembered. Now what are you going to do remembering this? So our memory power also loses at that time. The thought that we could have remembered about Bhagwan, the prayers that we could have remembered about Bhagwan, those are the only prayers that will come during that age to actually remind me of. But if I have not done any prayers, if I have not chanted anything, if I have not remembered anything, at that stage, I will not remember Lord Shiva. I will only remember the world, the sense objects. And that is all that will be there in my mind. So, Matihi will also be lost. And then what will happen? Adi Daiva Adi Tapaihi. Tapaihi means by the tapa, by the scorching heat. Tapa means like, you know, you're being burnt. So I'll be burnt, or I will be afflicted. That is basically the connotation. I'll be afflicted by what? Adi Daivika obstacles. So those problems which are at the natural phenomenon level, I'll be afflicted by those things. Which means that weather changes, it gives me problem. Just a little bit of cold comes and my joints start paining. This is the Adi Daivika Tapa. I cannot survive cold. So there are people who then leave US and go to Florida, go to California, or better yet, go to India. So weather conditions also cause an effect on the body. And it says, Adi Daiva Adi. So Adi we have to understand as Adhyatmik and Adi Bhautik. So even those obstacles which are caused by beings around us, they will also cause me pain. They will also burn me. They will also scorch me. So that is one. And Adhyatmika, my own problems that I will face. So those, what are those own problems? So papaihi. I will be afflicted by the papas. The papas are basically all the sins that I have committed in the past, which are now coming to me in form of sorrow. That sorrow I have to face, go through, that is papa. Meaning, a form of dukkha is papa. Another way to think of papa is remembering all those things that I did, which were horrible. Meaning, forgetting about Bhagwan, forgetting about the devotion, and then only keeping in mind the thought of my house, my family, my children, and in the end, none of them matter. The house which we thought was ours, the son or the daughter have claimed right to it. This is our house. We will give you a room in the house to stay. You stay. Children, we thought, would be my support. They have removed their support. We can never rely on it. That's basically the idea. I mean, those who are getting that support from their children are really great and blessed. But our reliance on them is not possible. So the papa is the thought that comes to mind is that I did all of this for them and none of this is paying off for me. So the sin that I committed of not remembering Bhagwan, but remembering all these things that are fleeting, so that is coming to me. I am afflicted by rogaihi, by the various diseases that comes to me. Viyogaihi, I am afflicted by the separation. We already saw the separation. I'm not willingly giving up my ability to speak. I'm not willingly giving up my ability to hear. It has been separated from me. I've been split apart by this natural way of life. So because of that vyoga, that separation, I have been afflicted, I've been troubled. And what has that done? Viyogaihi tu anavasita vapuhu. Anavasita means become thinned, become lean, become like very weak. What? The body. So my body has become weak now because of the separation from the senses and the sense object. Because of me separating from my senses as well. Then I'm afflicted, or the body is becoming weak because of the roga. Body can only handle certain things. So, and the roga is such a way that in old age, they stay for longer period of time. When we were young, the body heals faster. When we get older, it becomes slower. So we're not even able to get rid of that disease also so easily. So that, by papa, my body is becoming weak. By the tapa, by this phenomenal affliction, I am being weakened. And what has happened? Praudhi heenam. In that previous verse it was said, praudhoham. I am very vigorous, very strong, very full of energy, full of vitality. That was my state. That is called praudha. But now I have become praudhi heena. Heena means weak, or without it, or devoid of it. I have lost my vigor, vitality, that energy, that drive. I have lost all of it. And chadinam, and I have become Dina. Dina is what we call to somebody who is in a pitiable condition. We only feel sorrow for them. So that feeling of sorrow is the condition has become of mine. Praudihinam. Then, mithya mohabhilashaihi bhramati mama manaha. Mama manaha, my mind, bhramati, wanders, goes from here to there, and it has no stable condition. Why? Because it is wandering in the abhilasha. Abhilasha, the word abhilasha comes from asha. Asha means desire. So that desire which is so strong, that desire is in my heart still. So it is wandering around in this desire. Body has already said that you cannot have sweet anymore. Yet that desire at the tongue is there. I should have a little bit of sweet. Yeah? So abhilasha, moha, delusion. I have this delusion that I will still find that piece of joy in life through the sense objects. All of this is mithya. All of this is illusory. All of this is impermanent. So in this impermanent, I still have the desire, and all in all of them is what my mind is wandering. Mama manaha bhramati. Bhaja Govindam, you have studied, right? There is that verse, angam galitam palitam mundam dashanavihinam jatam tundam vruddhau yati gruhitva dandam tadapina munchati asha pindam. So my state has become that body has become weak. The hair is falling. Teeth have fallen. And I'm holding on to a stick to walk. Yet I have the desire. The pinda, the ball of asha, that has no sense or no way. It's not going anywhere. It is still there with me. So everything else will go away naturally. But this desire will not go away naturally. Because we have not cultivated a habit to let it go. So then, dhurjatehe dhyana shunyam. So naturally, my dhyana will be devoid of dhurjati. Dhurjati is Lord Shiva, but the word dhurjati means one who has matted locks. Heavy hair on his head. Jata. So one who has jata on his head. Dhyana shunyam. My mind was devoid of the focus or attention on Lord Shiva. And it was focus or devoid of because I never thought about Lord Shiva. If I had done something in my youth, then only that thought will come to me to actually remember. But it never did. So therefore, my mind only wanders in the bhramati in abhilasha. Wandering in the desire. So my mind has no recourse, no stability. Therefore, I ask for forgiveness. That in old age, again my state is helpless. I am helpless because all those things that I thought I could do in my old age are not possible with the body that I have, are not possible with the mind that I have. Because when I should have catered to that mind and body, I did not. I just let it pass. Now all I can do is sit and wait and watch. So therefore, I ask for forgiveness. So in a way, we are asking for forgiveness. But if you have not reached this stage, then I can still prepare for myself. That I should not get to the stage where the body has given up on me and all I can do is ask for forgiveness. I want to do more than just ask for forgiveness. I want to remember that, Lord. So on that heavy metal lock, now it is kind of ironical that it said, Dhur jate dhyana shunyam. One who has lot of hair, and where is my hair? I have no hair. So my devotion, be strong in Lord Shiva. That is the thought. In next few verses, Adi Shankaracharya ji will tell us about, as a seeker, I was not even introduced to this idea of doing things according to Shastra. So I didn't know how to go into Shastra to learn and find who you are. That how can I do action and come to think of you? How can I do Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana and come to think of you? I was not introduced to any of this. And because I was not, I am sorry for that. Sorry that not anybody introduced me. Sorry that I never took the initiative to go into it. I never took the courage that I should spend time in this. I always was enjoined with the sense objects. So therefore my devotion was over to only towards sense object. That is the only thing I knew how to do the best. So now, forgiveness at that level. So that we will see in our next week. Actually, not next week. So we will not have class next 2 weeks. Next week we'll have the teacher's meeting. And then the week after we will have Shivaratri, combined Shivaratri session. So we'll meet after 2 weeks. 24th. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Dhur jate. Dhu is dirgha. It's printed as dhu.
Long.
Long, yes. Yeah, it is.